Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. I'd like to share with you a success story today. Last podcast, we talked about why you need to be prospecting, even if your business is going great. And I have lots of customers whose business is going great. In fact, very rarely do I get pulled into a situation where things are terrible. Usually, business is good and we want it to be better. And I love working with clients who are always looking to be better, but that's a little bit of a side note. So I work with a company in the paper business. They sell paper products, sanitation products, cleaning business products, industrial products, a whole host of products to restaurant owners, businesses, the city, community centers, you get it, you know, health clubs and things like that. And their business was growing, but not really as much as they'd like to. And they're in a really, really competitive marketplace and a very price-sensitive marketplace. So what we discovered is this. Their sales reps weren't thinking. Now, I know this sounds strange, and it's probably something you have never heard me talk about. In fact, I'm not sure I've shared this with anybody before. But growing your business successfully and prospecting requires you to think. In this case, we asked the sales reps to think for 1 minute before they walked into their client's office or store. Think, what is it that this prospect could use from me, different than what they're buying before? What else could they possibly have a need for? What else could they possibly use from my catalog of products or services? And that one act of thinking allowed the sales rep to ask additional questions rather than just getting into a routine of taking the order as they've always done. You know, that one thought caused this customer to grow their business 5% and beyond within a month of their sales reps implementing it. So let's think for a minute of how that could improve your business. What are your sales reps or you taking for granted with your customers? Have you thought to yourself, what else could this customer possibly need? When you think about that question, it reframes in your own mind the questions that you'll ask the prospect. It opens up the dialogue and it opens up the possibility for you to meet new buyers inside your existing customers and sell them more. So take a tip from my client this week. Spend some time thinking about your prospects and thinking about your growth, and I promise you that you will prospect for growth quickly.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.